Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and during the month of November, we are learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrative nutrition coach Penny McElroy. Now, on today's show, Penny will share how sleep impacts our appearance. And it turns out that Sleeping Beauty was onto something when it comes to a nice, deep sleep. So, Penny, when I think about sleep and beauty, I guess the first thing that pops in my mind for my first physical clue is that I can see bags under my eyes if I haven't had a good night's sleep for several days in a row. Is there more to it than that?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole lot more to it. The notion that a good night's sleep makes us more beautiful. It's been around and accepted by everyone for a really long time. And science actually has caught up with the rumor. There's a new study that's come out that provides evidence that beauty sleep is more than just an expression. It's actually backed up by science. Remember, there's five stages of sleep. Stage one is where you kind of drift off. It's kind of in that twilight zone. Stage two is where the bodily functions kind of slow down. We get deeper into a sleep. It's harder to wake us up. Then stage three and stage four is where the actual beauty sleep happens. These stages, there is a surge of growth hormones. And the ideal time to be in bed and asleep and in that stage is between 11 and 1. That's when this happens. And what happens is that these growth hormones actually help the body to rejuvenate. And then after stage 3 and 4, of course, there's REM stage, and that is where the body does its most massive healing during that period. And that's the one that we need to be asleep for, like 25% of the sleeping hours needs to be in that REM sleep. Beauty sleep, stage 3 and 4, is when the blood flows to your skin. And it increases. What happens is that if you put any kind of lotions or creams or anything, retinol or anything like that on your skin to help eliminate wrinkles, it's going to work better during that period of time. It does, because there's more blood flowing to the surface. So it makes it absorb better is actually what's happening.
Okay, so because I don't normally go to sleep at 11 o'clock, I'm realizing that I'm missing that beauty sleep time, and I'm going to have to really make some adjustments to getting to bed earlier. So, thanks, Penny. I definitely will let you know what the – I'm going to take a picture of myself now, you know, with all my late-night crazy hours, and I'm going to go, you know, maybe a couple weeks just doing the – you know, being in bed before 11, and let's see what happens. I'm curious.
Yeah, and no one is going to be able to do this on a consistent, forever basis. In today's world, it's crazy. Like we said last night, society today is almost allergic to sleep. We want to stay up. We're afraid we're going to miss something. So we don't get the kind of sleep that we used to get. Yeah, our bodies were actually made to go to sleep when the sun goes down, just like my chickens in my backyard. But we don't do that because of the electronics, because of our busy lifestyle. Some of the things that happens during these phases, phase 3 and phase 4, when our body is actually rejuvenating, our body actually rehydrates. So everybody in today's world that I know of is concerned about wrinkles. Yeah, maybe it's my age group, baby boomers. Wrinkles are a no-no, and yet they keep coming and keep coming. So if we get the right kind of sleep, our body will actually start rehydrating during that stage 3 and stage 4. It makes the fine lines and wrinkles less visible, and it gives the skin a healthier glow. Even the under-eye bags, a lot of times, people think, oh, that runs in the family. And it does. There's so many reasons why we have dark circles under our eyes. It's unreal. But hydration is one of them. Heredity is another one. Lack of sleep is definitely one of them. Regardless of what the reason is why you've got the dark circles or the bags under your eyes, sleep is going to help make that better. It may not make it totally go away because there's other factors that causes that, but it will make it better.
Wow, I think we could just spend a lot of time talking about just that beauty sleep arena, because you mentioned earlier that if you're someone who puts those, you know, rejuvenating, you know, skin creams or anti-wrinkle, you have an anti-wrinkle regimen of some sort, that this is the time when your body actually is putting it to use.
Yeah, it is, and that's why there's nighttime moisturizers and there's daytime moisturizers, because the people that make the skincare, they are smart. I mean, they've done a lot of research, and they know that there's certain things that help the body to rejuvenate while we sleep. A lot of times it's things, the reason why those things work late at night or work at night more than they do during the daytime is because they're sensitive to the light. So it naturally is going to work at night. But it's also a thing that's happening with the body. The body is rejuvenating. It is repairing itself. It's mending. And when you put those creams on during that period of time and you've got more blood flow, then you are going to give your body that extra boost, and that is going to work just a little bit better. People that have things like eczema, acne, or rosacea, they'll usually find that quality sleep helps them an awful lot. There's a skin mind-body connection with skin disorders. They can flare up when we feel stressed, and sleep is one way to relax and to reset our body. And if you're going to talk about stress, because that's something that we've talked about all the way through this Health IQ talk, and we've got to control stress. And I think in today's world, that is probably the worst culprit. Stress can rob you of sleep. It can rob you of quality of sleep. But stress also prevents the skin from healing the way that it should. So we've got to really control that stress. It's the biggest killer that of anything that we've got going in today's world.
You know, you just mentioned that night cream is night cream for a reason, and it occurs to me that when you put, you know, cream on in the morning, you're going about your day, you're talking, you're expressive, you're moving your, you know, your face around, depending on what's going on, you're eating, you're chewing, you're drinking, and so at night when you're laying down, your face is also at rest, which probably allows that night cream to do the job that it needs to do while you're resting.
Oh, yeah, it does. And it's not only that, it's because our skin, being the largest organ in our body, it's actually attacked from the inside as well as from the outside. Now, on the outside, like you were talking about during the day, we're going to be attacked with pollution that's in the air, UV rays from the sun, and all kinds of toxins that we come into contact with. When we sleep, again, that's when our skin mends itself. So as long as you take all that gunk off and put on a nighttime moisturizer, then your skin is actually being healed from the outside in. But what about from the inside out? Yeah, it's important to understand that if you're going to have healthy, glowing skin that is as free of wrinkles as is humanly possible, depending on the age, then you need to work on healing the skin from the inside out. Vitamin C, vitamin E, those are vitamins that actually help heal the skin as well.
You know, you mentioned taking the gunk off before you go to bed, and I think that kind of ties into the fact that you should most definitely wash your face and cleanse it of the day, and not just from your makeup, but just from the pollutants that you mentioned earlier as we're walking on the street and cars are coming by, and there's just all these pollutants that we, you know, can't see that are attacking our skin. And so coming home and washing your face of makeup and all of those pollutants and then putting on a good night cream is something your skin will thank you for.
Oh, yeah. And it actually helps you stay younger looking for longer. And there's certain things that you can use. I have what I consider one of the best skincare regimens that there is out there. But I have been lazy. I will be honest. I have been lazy and not wanted to take care of my skin at night. Yeah, and since I actually have become disciplined and make myself do that, the dark spots, you know, they call them age spots. They're really hormone spots, but that pop up as we age. Those are actually fading because of what I'm doing with my skin at night, so that I'm actually helping my skin to heal during the night.
Wow, that's incredible. Obviously, it's not something that happened overnight. It's something that, as you said, it has to be a regimen, something that you stick with, that no matter how tired you are, that you force yourself, gently force yourself, and maybe sometimes not so gently force yourself to get up and do that regimen. And how much time does it really take? Maybe 5 minutes? Sometimes if you've got it down, maybe it's only 2 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't take very long at all. Yeah. One of the things I did want to mention before we run out of time, during the sleep, the whole body perspires, and that perspiration actually is a moisturizer. It helps the skin smooth out the wrinkles. Sleep is actually a natural moisturizer, and perspiration is a natural skin treatment.
I always wondered why I woke up with a shiny face. I'm like, why do I wake up with a shiny face? I washed my face before I went to bed. What's the story? And I never did any research into it because it didn't occur to me, but now I know it's good for me. I just have to then wash it off in the morning and get going.
Usually natural things that happen to our body are good for us. So just kind of a recap, understand that the first 3 hours is where you get your deepest sleep, and that is where the human growth hormones are released and where the skin and hair is actually recuperating or rejuvenating itself. Then the middle 2 hours is where the REM sleep and the melatonin, which is a hormone, is also a skin-protecting antioxidant, and it increases during that time. People after the age of 40, they usually have to supplement the melatonin because we don't make as much. Last 3 hours is where the body is in its deepest recovery, and muscles relax. The skin is actually healing during that period of time, so your wrinkles are healing. Yeah, so I don't know about you, but I feel like that this is kind of the fountain of youth that we've always been looking for, and I don't like wrinkles, especially not on my face and my body, so I want to take care of it.
Good advice for all of us, whether we're young and don't have them yet and hope to avoid them for as long as possible, or for those of us who are aging gracefully and wanting to minimize the appearance of those wrinkles. So what would be your final thought to someone who, to kind of encompass this one, if you could do one sentence that talks about, you know, sleep and beauty, what would be the one sentence?
Be sure and get it. So that, I mean, just common sense, you know, you got to go to bed. You have to start becoming disciplined with yourself and making yourself go to bed on time. And make sure that you're giving your skin everything that it needs to heal itself at night.
Well, that actually ties quite well, Penny, into our topic for tomorrow, because you are going to be giving our listeners and myself helpful tips for training our brains and our bodies for sleep. So on that note, I'll say see you all tomorrow.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.